Today we have a very exciting, very special episode as we review the Friends reunion. Big moment in TV history.
Big moment in pop culture history, getting the six main characters from the biggest and best sitcom that there's ever been and ever will be. It's a magical moment, Keo.
Getting them all back in the same room, back discussing the show, giving us some anecdotes. That was my favourite part, was getting to hear little anecdotes about what happened on set. Yeah, and another thing, I'm getting this in early because there's no way we're not talking about it. It was fantastic to finally hear confirmation that Ross and Rachel was a real thing. They loved each other. They admitted it. They fancied each other the whole time.
He was a sucker for a good love story.
It was legit. You could tell it was legit.
I suppose when you're spending that much time with the other person, you're both very attracted, both very young. Spend that much time and you're portraying two people that are in love. I suppose you can see how easy it would be to develop some sort of feelings or attraction. So I suppose it isn't the biggest surprise in the world, but as you said, it was nice to get that official confirmation. And it does kind of add to when you're watching the earlier seasons of Friends, knowing that they had that same feeling that their characters were feeling, it does kind of add to that.
Knowing that it was real, getting the realism, because it always felt real when you were watching it always did.
Exactly, like it just shows it wasn't all acting. And especially the moment, like moments like their first kiss, you know, the intensity of that scene.
Yeah.
Knowing that the reason it felt so intense because they really wanted to do it. Like, it was beautiful. Like, it's a beautiful moment.
I actually think it was a very good reunion. I won't lie, I was expecting an episode, like, sort of maybe film type of episode, maybe an hour long of them just sort of showing how their lives ended up. And I must say, I don't necessarily agree with the writers and what they said, that they'd have to unravel some of the happy endings to have a movie. I think it's very easy to have a movie just showing that they all finished out and had a happy ever after.
I actually couldn't agree with the writers more, because I think when you end something that perfectly,
part
of the journey is the end, and you need to know when to stop. And as they rightly pointed out themselves, the show was about a time in your life when your friends were your life. And then when you start having kids and all that, your friends are they still mean the world to you now, but you have other priorities.
Yeah.
There's no way you could justify, well, Monica and Chandler had left after adopting two babies. Ross has two kids. Rachel's after having her baby with Ross. How could they justify fobbing off the kids? And, you know, like, they're always at the babysitters.
The one and only thing that has stuck in my head since the idea of a Friends movie came about was Grown Ups. I think a grown-up style movie would be fucking perfect.
I never, ever, ever want to hear Friends mention the same sentence as grown-up.
That could be great. Imagine they just do that. They have a little episode where all the families meet up to go for a holiday somewhere.
It could be, but is it worth potentially tarnishing the show's legacy?
Yeah.
No, it's not, man.
Give everyone what they want. We all want a movie.
I think, honestly, God, it's one of my favourite lines in the whole thing, and it epitomises everything I love about the show and this character in particular. Is, you know, the last line of the joke, and then it's like, oh, we all get a coffee, and then Chandler's like, yeah, where? The last line of the whole show is where? After Central Perk is so iconic to the show, and in pop culture history, it's like, yeah, where? And I was like, that's just epitomizes Chandler in one sentence.
Perfect.
Like, just, I don't know, I was going to say this to a bit later in the joke, but I think I've kind of given it away. My favorite character is by far Chandler. His sense of humor is just, it just clicks me and resonates me so much, and I find them all relatable. Who would be your favourite character, Kim?
It's so hard to pick a favourite.
It is really hard.
It's so, and I think what you'll notice a lot is when you ask someone for a favourite character, they tend to sort of stay within one of the two genders. It's always, you never really hear someone hemming and hawing between Ross and Rachel. It's always like Ross or Joey or Rachel or Monica, and you're sort of not sure which. I'd say Ross actually probably gave me the most laughs. Because he's a very unique, sense of, like, it's a very unique comedy style, the way he does it.
Yeah, and Schwimmer, performs it expertly.
It was great to hear that the part was written for him as well.
Yeah, and they did some job of getting him to come back, because I can only imagine if you had such a negative experience in TV, it must be really hard to get you to come back to that.
But by God, it'd be the
life. Oh, it was worth it.
What they said was perfectly, perfectly said as well, the way, if any one of the six wasn't who they were, it'd be a completely different show.
It would be, and that's what I was reading something on Facebook last night, and I couldn't resist biting to this. It was an article on giving out about Friends' lack of diversity, and that it's six white males and females as the cast. And I was like, this isn't a race thing, this isn't a diversity, it isn't an equality thing. It's you pick the six best people for a job, and the chemistry between them is what makes the show so special. There is representation, there's equality in it. Sure, Ross's wife leaves him to be a lesbian. Chandler's dad is transgender, as they've confirmed since. He's a drag queen. Joey goes out with a black girl at some stage. Ross goes out with a Chinese girl, Julie, in the second season.
Yeah.
Like, I said, there's so much diversity in it. And I was like, there is.
Phoebe with the Italian?
Yeah, Phoebe. Oh, that was Rachel with the Italian, wasn't it?
And Phoebe, both of them, wasn't it?
I don't know.
I think Phoebe slept with him after that.
I don't know. Pablo.
Pablo, yeah. Pablo.
But that's what I'm saying. I remember I couldn't help but bite on that, because I was like, this is bullshit. Like I said, they picked the six best people for the job. Yeah. And they are irreplaceable. I never want to see anyone even attempt. In 20 years' time, don't even try coming with a Friends reboot. Don't ever try to replace them characters.
Don't do that.
They are perfect.
Please don't do that.
Oh, God. What did you make of seeing them all come back on set for the first time? That was
emotional. I thought it was very emotional, seeing them come back. I must say as well, it's the first time I've cried at a TV show in at least 5 years, was watching that episode.
It was very emotional. Great.
And it was later on the episode where they were explaining the ending of it, so towards the end there was when I broke, but it was fucking building up the whole time.
Do you know one thing that surprisingly moved me? It didn't bring me to tears or anything like that, but it moved me. I felt like, and it was something that was a bit cheesy, a bit cringy, but it worked. You know when they had that segment of the show when it was all these people from different countries saying how much Friends meant to them? And I was like, I know, like, it feels forced, it feels like it shouldn't work, but it does, because it had that impact.
The first time it came on, like, the first person that came on, I was like, oh, they're not going to do this, are they? Mm. But then when they actually went through a lot of different people, I was like, this is actually quite a nice pair to have to it.
Yeah, because you're just like, it feels
it shows how worldwide it was.
It's just like, it helped me learn English, it helped me realise that it's okay to be different, they were my friends, and blah, blah. And I'm just like, because like when you're watching the show, you do, you feel like you know every one of the characters.
You do.
I feel like I know their whole lives. Obviously, we've seen all 236 episodes and 10 seasons and blah, blah, blah. But it does feel like you know so much about them, that even things that has never been shown in the show, but you can imagine what that character would do if they're put in a situation. Joey'd never do that. Chandler wouldn't do that. Rachel, Monica, they wouldn't do that. Blah, blah, blah. Like, it is that thing, you feel like you know them. You feel like they are your friends.
Because as you said, it's 10 seasons. We've watched all 10 seasons. We've basically grown to know them, who they are. And we've seen how they develop over the 10 seasons as well. So we feel like we've grown up with them as well. Because you can see how they mature and sort of go their separate ways.
And the only thing I love probably the most, the highlight of the whole reunion for me, was the natural chemistry they still have. Even though they haven't met up in 17 years or however long it's been. The fact that they still have that natural chemistry, like especially Matt LeBlanc when he came in and go, oh yeah, like this is why I used to rub out Courtney's nose and she leave right everywhere and she goes, remember when I used to do that? And they're all here just laughing and I go, this is instant. It isn't even like that awkward, like, oh hi, how are you? Yeah. Blah, blah. It's really instant. It's like, haha, remember I used to do that shit.
It was great.
Man, he was like, I can't go without mentioning all the Matt LeBlanc memes because they are absolutely brilliant.
Nas is a lot more clued up on this one than I am. Yeah. I haven't seen a whole lot of these memes.
I literally just mentioned, literally before we hit record, I was like, hey, we have to mention how funny them Matt LeBlanc memes are. And he goes, what are you on about? And I was like, what?
I've seen a couple, but I haven't seen many.
It's basically him with his arms crossed. And he's like every Irish kind of uncle or dad ever. And it's like, I don't know what's it. You're doing the Ashley, where would that get you? He goes, could that get you? Would you never think of doing teaching? And he's just here like this. And he goes, boys, what did I tell you? Take your points, the goals will come. And it's all, there's so much to them, man. There is so
take
much.
Take your points, the goals.
It's just all of that shit. It's just him, his arms falling, lying back, a bit of a beer belly on him. And he's just, and he does, like, you're in the context of the sentence, you're just like, it does feel like any kind of Irish dad or uncle or granddad you've ever seen in your life. And they are so funny. And that is one of the highlights of the whole reunion, is how good they are.
Right, on to something that I'm not sure about you. I found it to be not the worst thing, but James Corden posted. How'd you feel about that?
It's one of the low points, the one of the few low points. Nothing against James Corden. I like him as a host, I like him as a presenter, I love him on A League of Their Own.
Yeah.
But I felt like he was a bit unnecessary. It was unnecessary.
The best way to put it is, he did a great job, it just wasn't needed. Because he didn't do anything wrong, and when you think about it, it was thanks to him that we got a couple of the anecdotes, like he sort of pulled them out of them.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I think they would have been perfectly fine just to six them up on stage. There was no need for it.
And I would have preferred if the person interviewing him was maybe a Paul Rudd. Yeah. Who was absent from it. And that's a sin to me. How was Paul Rudd not there?
Yeah, that was.
And then one of the Bruce Willis, get him back on. Obviously, Brad Pitt's never going to come back on after him and Jennifer Aniston's beef. But, you know, like, there's so many more characters I would have rather seen than have Justin Bieber come on as the Holiday Armadillo. Or Cara Delevingne as fucking... Who was she doing the Fast and Furious? Cindy Crawford. I was like, they're all big famous names, but it was just unnecessary additions that I would have rather seen beloved friends' characters come back. Like, I'd rather have more time with Janice.
Yes, definitely. I love Janice. I was so sad when she went so
quick. Yeah, exactly. And I just hearing her real voice, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, it was so much.
I was like, I'd much rather hear her talk about the show and her time on the show than hear James Corden and Cara Delevingne and Justin Bieber and Lady Gaga. And I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga at all, but I actually think she did really good with Smelly Cat.
Yeah.
And, With Lisa Kudrow, I think they did a really good job. And that was one of the surprises. I remember when I was reading who was on this reunion show, and I saw Lady Gaga, and I was like, why the fuck is Lady Gaga on a Friends reunion? And then, you know how she's so weird and out there, and she was like, oh, thank you for like making it more acceptable for us to like follow who we are. And I was like, be who we are, be weird and all that. And I was like, it actually makes perfect sense why you were matched with Lisa Kudrow and Phoebe, who was a big representation for weirdos out there galore. And who wasn't a weirdo?
And musical too.
It was actually, of all the guests, believe it or not, Lady Gaga was my favourite.
Was great. I think it was
the non-Friends guests.
Yeah. I'm going to make that clear. You have to say that.
Yeah, because like the likes of Tom Selleck and fucking Anthony Janssen's actress's name.
Beautiful.
I can't think of it, which is
going to be. I don't actually know many actors or actresses.
I had no. Oh, and who was it? When Joey identified his identical hand twin, that was absolutely brilliant.
Sick. I loved it. I would have been so many years, I would have been so sad if he got it wrong.
After so many years, he recognized his identical hand twin and it made me so happy.
Yeah, it was great.
And when they had the barbershop quartet come back and pop, 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 your one and only boyfriend, Ross.
I love it.
Absolutely brilliant. Then reenacting that quiz, which is one of the most iconic
I was so happy that was the one they chose. There were very few episodes I would have been happy for them to like reenact about Stephanie.
There were so many, and I wanted to understand. You know when they're all at the table and they're reading out kind of scenes from it.
Yeah.
You know the one where everyone finds out that Chandler and Monica are together.
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow.
Oh, she was so good.
She was absolutely brilliant.
I was in fucking stitches laughing.
She gave it socks, man.
Because they were just sitting around the table and she was full on going for her.
No.
You could see
Chandler and Monica.
It even caught fucking Jennifer Aniston off guard. She was like, what?
Honestly, God. And then looking at their bloopers and laughing.
Yeah.
Look, honestly, God. It's just, I just love spending time with all six of them, whether in character, out of character, they just have that bond. Yeah, and it just makes you feel
warm. It's a nice group of people. It's a very nice group of people. And they have such great chemistry between each other.
And the best thing is you believe they haven't been open that long, you believe they're friends.
Yeah.
They have that sort of relationship that all true friends have, is that it doesn't matter how long you go without seeing a person, that the minute you see them, it feels like it was only yesterday. And that's the thing. Yeah. They haven't seen each other in years. And it could have been awkward. It could have been a disaster, this reunion. And it was absolutely brilliant.
The reunion, I think it was, it might not have been what everyone thought they were getting, but I don't think anybody can be sad with what they got. I think everyone has to, like, there's nothing bad about it.
What do you think of the way they've all aged now? Just because
actually looking at it, and I think Monica's aged by far the best.
Since she got rid of some of the past surgery, when she got the past surgery done, I think she looked horrendous.
Yeah.
But she's got rid of it somehow and she looks more like herself again.
Yeah.
And she definitely is looking well.
I think it's a wild thing to say, but I think she's aged better than Jennifer Aniston. Because I think when I look at them now, I'd say Courtney Cox is probably better looking.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have said that back in the day.
It's debatable, but
it is a debate. It's definitely
a beautiful woman.
It's definitely out there.
Lisa Kudrow looks the exact same.
Yeah, she looks
so does David Swimmer. I love the way Matt LeBlanc said he's really just embraced dad bod. He looks so happy. He looks like he's had a happy kind of like.
I found it so funny when he made the little fat joke about himself with Jennifer Aniston. And she was like, "Well, we haven't grown, have we?" And he was like, "Well, some of us have."
I love it. The main reason I was asking that question is because I had one worry after watching the reunion about a certain person, and it is Matthew Perry.
Yeah.
I didn't think. Obviously, we know he doesn't look well because of all the drug and alcohol problems he's had since Friends ended.
Yeah.
But it was the thing that worried me was the lisping and the slurring of his words and all that as he was talking. They've come out and said since that he had a dental appointment, an emergency dental appointment that morning, and his mouth was still numb, which is why he was slurring. Yeah. I hope that's all it is. Praying the guy is okay.
Yeah, same. I won't lie, I didn't even notice that he was slurring his words at all.
I just know he was talking a lot less than everyone else. Yeah, and then were always very short sentences. And I was hoping that he was okay, because obviously we know he had all these problems after Friends. And he kind of alluded to a bit of it, you know, and he was just like, I felt like if the audience didn't laugh at a joke I was making that, like, I'd just die inside.
Yeah.
So he kind of alluded to it a bit, and I was just, when I saw him talking so little, and when he was talking, he was slurring a bit, and I was just like, oh, please, God, tell me everything's all right, because it would break my heart if something happened to him. That is real, what they've said. It is only a dental.
I really hope so.
Because that's the main reason why I was asking that, to see if you picked up on it as well, because...
No, I haven't picked on it at all.
I was just, I hope to God he's okay, because if anything happened to any of the six, I would be absolutely...
It would be, like, the... Never mind just one generation, that's multiple generations of turmoil.
It genuinely feel like a dead end family, wouldn't it? Because it does feel like they are part of your extended family.
Grew up with them.
Exactly. I remember when I was younger, and even still to this day, when I was younger, I could not sleep with their friends on the back. I had to watch a couple episodes of Friends and then end up just peacefully falling asleep in the back of there. Nowadays, I still find myself where I'm going to bed and I'm going to stick on an episode of Friends.
It's very easy watching. It is not only a great show, never mind that, it's the best background noise ever, but at the same time you can sit and watch it. Like, usually with background noise TV, you don't really want to watch it, you're just always out doing something else with it.
Yeah.
But Friends works as both, because if you sit there and you watch it, you're guaranteed a couple of laughs, and if you use that as background noise, it's class. It's class background noise.
I know, it's just that thing, is that, how is it that you watch a show for so long? Like, how many times would you say you watch every episode? At least 50. Yeah. At minimum, at least 50.
Fucking so much.
I'd say every episode, at least 50 times, minimum.
I think 50 might be a bit too fair.
I'd say
I'd seen at least episode at least 10 times.
I'm going to say I've seen everyone at least 50 times. I've watched, you do not realise the amount I watched as a fucking child. As 10 times is still an awful lot, considering there's 200. Yeah. That's like 2,000 odd times you've watched Friends. But like my point is that you watch something that often, and yet you never go sick of it. Yeah. You never go bored. You never think, oh, fuck, I don't want to watch this one. Like, I've never been like that. Even the montage episodes, you know, where they kind of have, like, the one with the wedding invitation.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like Ross is thinking about where he's going to send this invitation to Rachel, and has, like, a flashback to all their moments. And I still go, I'm happy to watch that.
It's a nice episode.
Yeah, even though it's completely filler. But I was like, yeah, I'd happily watch that.
Yeah. Like, it's such a good show. That just speaks to the strength of the show more than anything. This show that you can show a flashback of previous episodes for a full episode, and we'll still watch it and be engaged the whole time.
It's special. Honestly, God, that's once in a lifetime sort of stuff.
Yeah,
that show will never be recreated, and it'll never be topped.
No,
there's no sitcom that would ever come close to it.
Not that I can see, anyways. We might be proven wrong, maybe, but very unlikely.
Is there any you can think out there that come close?
No.
Because I'm thinking of sitcoms I like Two and a Half Men when Charlie Sheen was there.
Two and a Half Men was the closest I think we've seen. And then Two and a Half Men after Charlie Sheen, obviously, drop off. Don't chat shit about it. Drop off, but not awful.
No, it's doubt.
It wasn't awful. It was still good without him. It just wasn't the same show.
But it was
never
even at its peak.
Yeah, even at its peak,
it wasn't the same ballpark of Friends.
It was as close as we've seen something getting, but it couldn't quite make it.
It's just because... As I said, it's just getting them six actors.
Although there definitely are big Scrubs fanboys out there. Sorry. Yeah. Scrubs is such a cult TV show.
See, people love Scrubs, but I understand why. It's a great show.
I'm a big lover of Scrubs, but I'm not a lover of Scrubs enough.
And then they have people with Frasier and fucking...
Yeah.
You have the new age with the Big Bang Theory. Oh,
Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
If anyone ever... If someone tries to argue Brooklyn Nine-Nine is better than Friends,
I could see an argument for funnier. I can see an argument.
How do you see that argument?
Because I'm probably bath more watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Man? There's so many funny moments in Friends.
I know there's a lot of funny moments, but its main goal for, like, Friends' main goal is not to be extremely funny. It's a funny show, yes.
Pivot. Pivot. Come on, there's so many laugh out loud moments in Friends. I don't think I've ever laughed out loud in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
I have.
I
love that show, to be fair.
I
still don't think it's near Friends.
I have to give a special shout out while we're on the topic of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I don't want to come across like I'm hating that because I do like it. I don't love it. I like it. But the best scene, by far,
I know
Brooklyn
what you're going to say. It's the lineup scene where they sing.
Yeah.
It's everyone's favourite scene.
By far. I want it that way. No. Tell me why.
By the way, for all the listeners out there, Noza tried to get me involved. He pointed at me. He wanted me continuing that.
Yeah, well, I wanted to tell you why. Like,
I want to save our listeners' ears for once. For once, we'll withhold a bit of singing.
You have to tell me why, man. That's just disrespectful, for sure. Each to their own, you know. Yeah. Doing me dirty.
I am. I always am. Yeah, but anyways, back onto topic. I think it was perfect end. I can see why they're not making a movie, and I respect their decision not to, as much as I wish they'd changed the decision not to. But I think it's a great, great send-off for the show. Great to see that they came back, they looked at the moments, they gave us little bits of extra info. It was great to find out Ross didn't like the monkey.
Yeah, I can see why.
That was funny. I could definitely understand why. I would have fucking hated to have a monkey on my shoulder for a few seasons as well.
It was only for the first day with Bert.
Yeah. He got away with it easy enough, but still, fucking Christ.
The jungle, the mighty jungle.
Oh, I love the way he loves that. It's great.
I love how much Marcel liked it. Yeah, Marcel's fucking loving that shit.
He loved it, man.
Alright, so, we've said, who would you said your favourite character is Ross.
Yeah.
Do you have any least favourite character? Right, no. It's a hard question to ask that. No. Is there any character, if you have to get rid of...
No. No.
Alright, I'm glad you answered that because it's one. I didn't want to have to answer this question either. It's one of them things that I think if you take out one, it ruins the dynamic.
It leaves such a big hole.
They all have such standout moments.
Yeah, because they all have relationships with each other. So they all have like their own individual things going on, and it's really interesting to look at that. So if you take out one, it's not taking out one character, it's taking out five relationships out of the show. And that's it. And it's not even just five. There's relationships involving more than two people as well.
Mm.
Like, the full group as themselves is another.
Yeah, no, it takes out so much.
It changes so much. But like, because each person brings different things to it as well.
I'm going to have to thank you, though, for setting this next question up really nicely for me. What's your favourite in-group dynamic between two or more people? It can't be the whole group, but in-group dynamic.
It's a very rough one to choose. It's very hard just to pick two people that you like the relationship the most. But for me, it's a toss-up between two people. It's a toss-up between two relationships, I should say. It's either Chandler and Joey, which is just fucking two boys living together, living their best life.
Mm.
Or it could be Joey and Phoebe, because they just do stupid shit together. I love it. I love it whenever they have a little plan between the two of them. It's always good.
You know, they do, and she seems to just get him in a way that no one else does. Like, he seems to be the butt of most people's jokes, a bit, obviously because he is the stupid one, but Phoebe just seems to click with him in a way. I suppose with her quirkiness, not, she just kind of gets him a bit more.
Yeah.
I would agree with you that I do think that Chandler and Joey is by far the best dynamic between, just because, maybe it helps the fact that we are young lads, we have, like, we understand that bond that two males can have with each other, two really close friends can have. And it's just that thing, I think they just, Chandler obviously makes a lot of jokes at Joey's expense, but they both have that, such a loving respect for each other, like, they,
yeah.
And I love how Chandler looks after Joey in every situation, financially supports him at every single opportunity. Joey has his back at every moment. No one can say a bad word about Chandler in Joey's eyes. I think the way they vibe each other is amazing, and that's why, if I had to pick, the first six seasons of Friends would be my favourite, then the back four, mainly because they're still living with each other. I love the dynamic of them two living together.
Great.
Yeah, it's
although
just
I when they start living together as well, I like the way they still have the same dynamic. It's just not as frequently.
Yeah, it's just we didn't get to see it as much because obviously he had more screen time with Monica then because they were getting together and got married then, and so it made a lot of sense. And I love Monica and Chandler's relationship as well. Who doesn't? Yeah. But there was a special bromance relationship between them two, and that was the one that resonated with me.
That's another thing we have to mention is how quickly. Or not quickly necessarily, but how well the writers adapted to the audience response to Chandler and Monica.
Oh, Jesus, that was...
Because to find out that was meant to be just like, I had heard this beforehand. There was some interview they had done beforehand where they mentioned that it was meant to be just like a one-night thing.
But to get confirmation.
Yeah, but to find out that it was actually like that and they just fully went off the audience response and said they need to end up together.
Exactly. I appreciate the fact that they owned up. They could have just said, master plan all along. Yeah. We always knew that shit was happening. Nah, they were just like, we listened to the fans and thank God we did because they were brilliant together.
Yeah.
And you can see it. Like, there's loads of points where, in the earlier season of it, where obviously they both kind of vibe. Chandler's always there for Monica anytime they break up.
Yeah.
Like, anytime she ever had a break up with Richard or with anyone else. Monica always gave Chandler girl advice. The one with all the flashbacks and all the hints.
What? Seven.
Yeah, seven. 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 Obviously, the relationship, the relationship they had where, she overheard Chandler call her fat and that's what inspired her to lose the weight.
Yeah.
So they always had that kind of prior history and even though it was a spur of the moment thing that got together.
Yeah.
It was a happy coincidence that they had seeds planted.
It seemed like it was planned. Yeah.
Yeah, it does. You could genuinely have made the claim that, we planned this all along. And there's so many seeds planted in earlier seasons that you go, they did. Like, I believe.
Yeah, because I thought they had planned it because the way it seemed was like they were planting early seeds, as you said, and then just waiting a decent amount of time before getting into it. But to find out that it was just sort of... No, it wasn't really spur of the moment. I think it's a bit big to call spur of the moment for it to be taken a couple of seasons, but still to make such a big decision on the spot.
Well, it's a massive call because if they did go down the avenue of Chandler and Monica being together and then the audience changed their reaction and go, actually, we did like them when they hooked up. It was a magical moment, but now we don't really like them as a couple. They couldn't really have them split up because that will really divide their friends.
That makes it like a whole rewriting job again.
Yeah. So it was a gamble, and it was just a gamble that really didn't pay off.
Yeah.
Is there any storylines in the show that you love over others, or is there any that you would not like? Like, not like as much, maybe. Is there any that stand out?
That's a very difficult question. I think a lot of the things that you either like or don't like are to do with their relationships more or less. Most of these stories involve someone's relationships. And I don't think there's any that I wish they didn't have. Like, I think there were certain people that I didn't really like. Like, for example, when David was in the show, David, like, I could see why people loved him, but it just sort of annoyed me.
That was Phoebe's boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah. The one that went to Minsk. Yeah.
The fucking Minsk one. Oh, I remember being a kid and I was like, where the fuck
is
Minsk?
I was so confused by Minsk. I was like, wait, why is he going to Minsk? What the fuck's in Minsk? Yeah, but like, him, he's an example of a character that I know a lot of people love.
You know, he plays a poo in The Simpsons.
And they find him very, like, endearing and stuff, but I just never really, I never got that. Like, I didn't click with him, I suppose, in the way I thought.
Phoebe was, I'm so glad she ended up with Mike.
Yeah.
They just clicked so much better.
It was perfect.
Mike had that weird vibe to him as well.
I fucking love how Phoebe and Mike started as well. That Joey just didn't get her a date and then just went in and was like,
Mike.
You're Mike. Oh, do you want to go on a date?
It's just some of the most Joey shit I've ever seen, but then it also fits
It suits Phoebe to find her husband like that.
The randomness of that moment. Like, it just suits Phoebe to a T.
Because that's like her whole thing is about how things happen for a reason and like being spiritual and everything. So it just perfectly suits her character and Joey's.
And it's like a hand into a glove. That relationship it's arguably the best relationship just because of how well they suit each other. They're the couple that I can genuinely picture them staying together forever.
Yeah, like, bounce off each other perfectly.
Like, everyone loves Ross and Rachel, but we have seen throughout 10 seasons, it's a problematic relationship. We can see where they would have problems. We hope that they have their happily ever after, happily ever after, but we can also see where they might have problems in line.
Yeah.
Chandler and Monica, I never see them splitting up, but you can see how they, like, you can see them fighting.
You can see they're being fights, yeah, but you can it's see never a split up. No, never.
Their love will always come back at each other. Whereas Phoebe and Monica, you can never even see picture them arguing. No,
they just make up instantly. Like, they're like, they are best friends.
They're soulmates.
Yeah.
They're soulmates. That's the best way to put it.
That's the easiest way to put it.
They're best friends. They're match made in heaven. They see each other in every way, and I love their dynamic.
Yeah.
I have to say. The one storyline I remember not liking at all, because I just think that while I love how stupid Joey is, you know, one where Phoebe tries to teach Joey French?
I get that.
And bit. She's here like, je m'appelle Joey. He's like, zuzudu, Joey. Yeah. And they're just making noises. And I was like, he's stupid. I love the way he's stupid. But no one's that stupid that they can't repeat something back after several times being told.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like,
it was a bit of a...
It was a stretch of an imagination to believe he was that
Yeah,
stupid.
It was a bit of a funky storyline to have. It was not a very necessary one either. But at the same time, I think it worked.
No, that being said, like, trust me, I watched the episode. I enjoyed it. I watched this episode god knows how many times. But the one I'm looking back, and if I had to think of a low point of the show, I'm just thinking, look, Joey is endearing for how he's stupid, but he's stupid in a lovable sort of way, yeah, and not a frustrating, kind of irritating way. Whereas that one, I'm just like, come on, Joey. Like, you know, like,
come on,
like,
come on, do it. Yeah. Just fucking say the words.
No. Yeah, I said, come on. Like, she's literally got je, and he said, he can do it, je, and then m'appelle. He says, m'appelle Joey. He said, I say it all together, Joey. And I'm just making noises. Like, and I was like, man, come on. Like, I can't buy it. I can't believe that. That was the only episode that I can think of the storyline that wasn't mad about. But even then, I've watched that more than I've watched any other sitcom episode of any other show. So it's a very small grade. But just, we're trying to not...
We can't just give credit all the time.
Yeah. It's just to mix it up a little bit. No hate in that episode at all, because I guarantee I'll probably watch when I go home. Yeah. So I'm not gonna say too much in it.
Well, no, if you did give one, I'll venture and find one as well. One episode that sort of always frustrated me, I think more so than anything, was the one with leather pants. Because even though I find it really funny, and like, it's gasped when he slaps himself there, where is the logic in, if you're in that situation, you ring your friend Joey, the one that's not known for not being smart, you ring him to get you to help, and then he tells you to fucking slap a load of lotion on your legs and you do it. That was an awful idea.
I just love when he's just like, it's mixing with the sweat and it's creating a sort of paste. The Joey's like, what's it feel like? What colour is it? He's just asking stupid questions. Oh god, the minute you said that episode, I'm just picturing it. It's so fucking
like
funny.
It's a very funny episode. Just that storyline frustrated me so much. I was just like, man, just take them off. It's less embarrassing to go back out with no trousers on than it is to go out fucking.
Do you know what I love is that when he comes out, she's there knocking her and goes, geez, are you okay? Like, you've been in there for ages. And he comes out, all the paste all over his head, it's all white everywhere, he's holding the leather trousers and all that, and he's coming out just his box on the top, and he's just like, I had an accident. That's brilliant.
That was one of the best lines.
Could you imagine for her, first date, and she's just like, what the fuck have I brought home? Like, oh god.
And he kept making the fucking noises on the couch as well, like he was fighting, so he went in to try to sort it out, so it just sounds worse.
He goes, I swear, it's just the leather trousers. It's just the trousers. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, man.
Honest to God. I can see your gripe with that, but it led to some comedy gold.
It did.
You have to give a cut at some slack.
Like, you know it's comedy gold when it's one of the moments brought up in the reunion episode. Like, that was... But at the same time, fucking hell, don't ring your stupid friend. Ring it if you... For all you people out there, if you're ever in a situation where you have leather trousers that have shrunk and they cannot get back on your legs, for the love of Christ, do not pour lotion all over your legs and fucking mix it with some powder.
Here's some more official Nozcast advice. Never wear leather trousers.
Yeah, no, that's
not... Just don't wear them. Like, come on. Like, I love how he comes in wearing them. You can see him incredibly tight there and he's looking like... Standing like such a fucking cowboy or something. Like, you're just like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Great, god.
Like, I'm a fan of leather jackets and all that. I think leather jackets are cool as fuck. Leather trousers? Nah. Never. Never. Oh, god. Oh.
Yeah, it's understandable. Mm.
Is there any other things you'd like to mention about the reunion? Good or bad?
Well, no, I just like sort of... As a whole, I think the reunion was great. I think, as I said, James Corden did a great job, even though he wasn't necessary. I thought, what you think about the guests is fairly right. Yeah, they should have brought in... The guests that they got from Friends were good to have, but if they had had, instead of bringing those guests onto set of them, if they had done that out where James Corden was and they had come out in the costumes or that and then joined them on the couch for a bit after, I think that would have been better than having Cara Delevingne and been Justin Bieber rocking the outfits.
Oh, here's another question actually I have for you. Okay, besides the couples that get together, okay, so they don't... You can't name a couple that actually end up together in the end. What's your favourite relationship with one of the friends with a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Come on, it has to be. There's only one here.
Oh, it's Joey and the Australian.
Oh, no!
What do you mean? I loved her.
No, she was amazing. She was beautiful. She was funny. And it led to that great
Unless you're thinking Richard.
No, Richard was a good one as well. I'm thinking Chandler and Janice. No. How cool was that?
I didn't like Chandler and Janice.
You love me, Chandler Bing. I got you.
You sound more like the slug out of Monsters Inc. Come on.
God, I'm never listening to this back. We're ending this. We're never listening to that shit back. Hit the A when you're ending it.
Oh, I'm gonna be listening to it.
Oh God, I'm making sure I'm going home for this. No, but you know that bit? Like, I love the bit where he goes to Yemen. She's just like, "Oh, I'm gonna walk you up to the gate." And he goes, "No, you don't have to." I guess I'm going to Yemen. He's like, "Oh fuck, can I stay with you?" He's just absolutely, he's like, "Oh fuck."
Just look at, there's some couple with a goat or something walking us.
Oh, I think so. I just love when he goes up to you and he goes, "Can I have a fake ticket to Yemen?" He's like, "Just print it off, but like it's not real." He's like, "I can't do that." He goes, "For fuck's sake, I don't want you to take it to fucking Yemen." That was my first exposure to the country of Yemen, so yeah, shout out to them.
That's the only reason I knew Yemen.
Representing Yemen. So representation is at an all-time high. It's absolutely brilliant. Yeah, that would be my pick. So what you're going with, Monica and Richard?
No. I think Joey and what was her name? Was it Gina or something?
Oh, I can't.
Am I insane? Right, I'll find out. Yeah, but I think I thought she was a great character when she came into the roommate, and I think it was just more so funny to see Joey's reactions to everything that was going on. Because he just didn't want... He was like, "I don't want to have a relationship with her. We should just be friends. We should just live together." And then she starts bringing all of her dance mates over and stretching out in front of him and everyone. It's a great dynamic.
It is brilliant. It's so funny seeing Joey, who is such a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Be kind of forced to not do what he's really good at. Like, he's really good at chatting to women and getting with women, and now he's trying to suppress all his urges. And it does lead to some very funny moments. She ended up being a bit of a bitch, you know, when she just didn't like Monica and Chandler. That kind of ruined her time on the show a little bit.
I do get that.
It was funny, though, as well. But it kind of spoils me looking at her a bit. It was like, bitch, doesn't like Monica and Chandler.
Janine.
Yeah, I was going to say Janice, but then obviously it couldn't have been. But I was like,
Gina sounded right. Gina sounded right. That's why I was like, it's going to be something close.
Can we give a special shout out to her Australian accent? Because
I loved it. That's when I fell in love with the Australian accent.
Alright, so two more questions before we wrap up.
Right.
This one. This is going to be extremely hard for you to answer, so you can
probably going to reverse it then.
Yeah, you can give a couple of answers. You don't have to name your top one, but favourite episode, if you can narrow it down. If you can narrow it down to a couple of things, just mention a few.
It's impossible to narrow it down. Like, you can't narrow it down.
Okay, if I said to you now, okay, we're done filming this, and I just say, okay, Kyo, knock on an episode of Friend, what's your go-to one? I've never seen it. This is the one to make me want to watch
the show. In that situation, it's literally a random episode. I know they're all going to be good. I know they're all going to get you to like it, so I don't care which one you watch. It's such a hard question to pick a favourite. It's, I suppose, like, the last episode, the emotional value, it's great. Same thing with, I think another good episode is when they're over in London. When they're in London, they're good episodes, and seeing the dynamic with Phoebe not getting to go as well is another, it's another nice storyline. Ross says the wrong name, yeah.
Three divorces.
Emily fucked. Emily did not like it.
Poor Emily, honest to God.
Emily. I always felt so bad for Emily.
Oh, God. And then, you know when she like goes to the airport to go on the honeymoon, she's going to give me a second chance, and she sees Rachel getting the plane, and she's like, this fucking... what the fuck? Oh, God. I take thee, Rachel. Fucking brilliant. It's so good. So, do you have any other you like to honorable mentions? You don't have to narrow this down.
Another one I have to mention is when they go, when Ross is giving a speech in the Bahamas or something.
It's from where the fuck is
where
Barbados? Yeah, Barbados. From where Rihanna's from? Yeah, where that's where we had the same way with
that. That's the exact same. Yeah. I think that's a great episode as well. Even the ping pong. The ping pong is a great pair of it. Where they're playing it against each other. Monica's the master there.
Chandler's been in that episode, just slagging her to bits. So good. Oh god.
And then when she comes back with the drinks, she has to
start swinging them.
She keeps shaking them.
It's so funny.
Yeah, no, that's I think they're sort of standout moments. They're not really, I'm not really giving episodes in particular. I think there was always two or three episodes spanning those trips. But they were my favourite ones.
I can't do you dirty there. I'm gonna have to answer this myself, even though it's nearly impossible. Really? I'm the same as you, literally love every episode. But I think if I was trying to get someone to watch the show, this was the episode that they have one episode to show them. This is the one to decide whether they'll watch the whole series or not. I think I'd go with the one with the embryos, you know, the one where they have to quiz the boys and the girls. It's a brilliant episode. Or maybe the one with the football, you know, where they all play football.
Yeah, that's another good one.
It's just so funny. And, you know, where Joey and Chandler are trying to both impress the Dutch girl.
Yeah.
I think that's brilliant. Yeah, and it just has that kind of... I like episodes where the whole group are kind of involved. Like they all have.
See, it's always... See, the ones I named were the group ones where it's sort of everyone gone on a holiday together as well. I think they're the ones most people will enjoy the most.
Yeah, because you see the whole group dynamic and every character has a moment to shine. All the other episodes where there is more of an individual focus are all fantastic.
Yeah, it's just you don't get the same sort of...
Yeah, so that's why people love the Thanksgiving episodes as well, because... All the characters they have the same storyline. You know where like there'd be an episode and like Joey and Chandler be doing this, Rachel and Monica be doing this, and Phoebe and Ross be doing this. Whereas they all have the same storyline and it's all them reacting to everything that's unfolding
It's so good.
And that's what makes the show so special. It's so special when they're all bouncing off each other and it's
great. Yeah, it really is. Absolutely. All right, and what's the second question you have for
this
me?
This is the last question. I feel like this is the perfect way to end it.
This might be the end.
It's one they addressed in the reunion. Okay, 10, 20 years time pass, and please God, they'll all still be alive. Would you ever like to see another reunion show?
Oh, it's a rough one, but I think, I don't think they can hurt us by doing another one. I don't think there's any way they harm the reputation of the show at this point with a reunion show. But I think at the same time, it's a perfect way to end it. They don't need another one. But if they do another one, I can understand it. For whatever reasons they might do it, if it's for money or whatever, just seeing them together is enough for any of the fans.
Do you think it ruins the novelty of a reunion show by having another reunion?
I think if they have another one too soon, it will definitely ruin it. But if it's not for another 10, 15 years, I think that's long enough way it.
Well, that sounds like a good note to end on.
Yeah, fantastic note to end on there.
So, thank you all very much for listening. And remember that no one told you life was going to be this way.
Right, thanks.
I promise I'm not gonna sing, promise.
Thanks so much for listening, guys. We'll see you next time.
And remember, we'll be there for you, and that we also take this shit extremely seriously.